small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. Purple represents penance, humility, and longing, reminding us that Advent is a time of spiritual preparation and anticipation of Christmas. So, please pray with me. Blessed Lord, who have called all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
God has called us this morning to worship him. Let us go before him with a prayer of invocation, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are glad in heart this morning that we can gather together for this special day of worship, a day in which we will hear the Advent story through the reading and singing of your Holy Scripture. Today we will hear of Adam's fall in the garden and your promise to send Christ to restore all things. Today we will hear your prophet Isaiah and your angel Gabriel announcing clearly and specifically that a virgin would give birth to the promised one. And today we will hear how the shepherds and wise men, upon learning of Christ's birth, went with haste and searched with diligence to find and to see and to worship the promised Son of God. Father, today the good news of great joy that is for all people will be proclaimed again in our hearing. Please give us your Spirit that the words we hear and sing might yield in us the peace of Mary and the praise of the shepherds and the sacrifices of the wise men. Give us wonder at what we hear and help us to treasure these things in our hearts that we might leave here glorifying and praising you for all that we hear and see. Father, open our eyes and ears by your Spirit, we pray. And please hear us now as we pray the words of the one who came to save, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first scriptural lesson this morning is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. I invite you to follow along in your own Bible or in the words printed in your bulletin insert. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 15. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the serpent was more crafty than all other beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say you shall not eat of the tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, You may not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Amen.
Christ was born for this. Let's stand and sing to our great God, hymn number 194.
The second lesson of today will come from two chapters in Isaiah. And the first is chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself that the Lord your God, ask it either in the depth or in the height above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Second part is chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, in the book of Isaiah. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards more heavily oppressed her. By the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice with you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noise of battle, and garments rolled in blood, will be used for burning, and fuel for fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Chapel choir, will come forward, please. Thank you. Friends, let's stand and sing hymn number 195. The third lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 55. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
I invite the chapel choir to come forward, and if the men would come forward at this time to collect the morning offering. Again, if you're visiting with us today, we're especially glad you're here. Let me just draw your attention to the visitor cards that are located in each pew. If you'd like to fill one out and drop it in the plate as it comes by, or leave one out in the narthex before you go today, we'd love to send you a small gift for visiting and a little more information about our church. Ron Burgess, would you pray for us, please, sir?
Our most gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you so much for this day. Father, we thank you for this season. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for the voices that we hear. Father, just ask you to be with us and bless us. And Father, we thank you for your Son. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 1, 18 through 25, the birth of Jesus foretold. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Friends, let's stand and continue our worship singing hymn number 214.
Thank you. Lesson 5 will be from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that it had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Oh.
Friends, let's stand, continue our worship, singing hymn number 213.
Our sixth lesson is from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. It's on the Magi. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
The chapel choir will come forward. Friends, let's stand and continue our worship, turning to hymn number 208.
Thank you.
Our last lesson this morning comes from the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." One of the things I love about this service is it just so succinctly and clearly traces the message of the gospel from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And the two main points of the gospel, number one being the state of man, and number two being the action on the part of God. What is the state of man? Well, John summarizes it in verses 10 and 11. He says, "He, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." This idea that in the world we stumble around in darkness, this idea that we as fallen human beings spend our lives groping through the valley of the shadow of death, not able to perceive truth, not able to perceive who God is, who our Creator is. John says the Creator of the universe came to his own people, and his own people rejected him. It had nothing to do with him. At best, in their blindness, in their darkness, in their lost condition, at best, they thought Jesus was just another human being, just another person. But here's the message of Christmas. That's not the end of the story. God doesn't leave us groping in darkness. God doesn't leave us lost. We're told in verse 12, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Not everyone rejected Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we're told, comes to sinners and he makes the blind to see. He seeks after the lost and he finds the lost. And not only that, but he adopts them into the family of God and makes them his sons and his daughters. That is the message of Christmas. You can be born again by the will of God because God took on flesh and became one of us. Those who were blind can now see. Those who were without parents are now adopted. Those who were lost are now found. That's the message of Christmas. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. Thank you. Friends, if you would please stand for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen.